Ever since the economic downturn, more Americans have been falling into poverty. Although the rate has stabilized nationally, it may still be rising in Washington state, according to preliminary census data. Marika Claywitter of the Evans School at the UW says, "We're not talking about people who are homeless. A typical struggling family might live, for example, on the outskirts of Seattle or anywhere housing is cheaper. They might have work
in the service sector, in food preparation, something like that, in restaurant, dishwashing. Maybe they have two jobs and one of them got cut back or their hours got cut back."
Currently, about 850,000 people in Washington are officially poor. Most of them probably need help feeding their families.
For example, parents might skip meals or eat less than they need or want because they don't have the money.
The number of people on food stamps in Washington has doubled since 2007. Poverty is defined by a certain income level, which was adopted back in 1959 and gets adjusted for inflation. Today, it's $23,000 for a family of four. Washington typically has a lower poverty rate than the national average, which some experts attribute to having less long-term, multi-generational poverty. Keith Seinfeld, KPLU News.